Starting your locker natural hair journey is oh so rewarding, but can be extremely stressful when you start to consider what products to use. If that's you, then look no further. Locklicious is a Black-owned company that has created an all-natural product line for locked and loose natural crowns. The Locklicious team works hard to ensure that their products are free of parabens, phthalates, sulfates, PEGs, synthetics, and other toxic chemicals you find in other products. Best of all, the products are lightweight and will not leave residue or cause buildup. Go to locklicious.com to start treating your crown like royalty.
Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G, an authentic Black channel empowering the Black community and capturing the modern day Black reality through investigative journalism. I'm your host, Teddy G. Let me do a little housekeeping before we get started today. You know how we got to keep our dirty laundry clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976. Under Title 17, Section 107, allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringing. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use. Hello, everyone. Hello to all of my melanated kings and queens, my brothers and sisters in Africa, as well as South Africa, and to my listening audience around the globe. I welcome each and every one of you back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of CWTG. As you know, I'm Teddy G, your host, and on this channel, ladies and gentlemen, you know we discuss anything and everything with absolutely no sugar, no frosting, and definitely no mayonnaise. So y'all go grab yourself your favorite beverage and join me for the next few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about the medical industry and the crisis that Black women are having during their pregnancy and the lack of proper medical care that they are being given. And we have one particular lady story that I want to bring to you guys that has a lot to what I'm talking about, where she was treated horribly in the when she was having a problem with her pregnancy as she got down into her later months. And she went on TikTok and shared her story of how the racist treatment that she received while giving birth. And this Black woman, she gave details on how almost a fatal birth experience after being ignored by the medical staff at the hospital. Let's go directly to her and hear her story.
Put a finger down if when you were 35 weeks pregnant, you told your boss that you had a backache and you wanted to go home. They ask you to wait an hour. So you go to the bathroom and you feel a slight pain in your stomach, but you think nothing of it until you get out of the bathroom and that pain has intensified by 500 times. You start screaming and someone comes out and calls 911 and they call your husband. Your husband rushes to the hospital and the ambulance rushes you to the hospital. When you get to the hospital, you're put in a room in labor and delivery and the nurse on labor and delivery tells you to describe your pain. You start crying, telling her exactly how much pain you were in, and she tells you to shut up because she's typing. So you try to shut up, but you're in so much pain that you start screaming, telling her, please, I feel like I'm dying, please help me. And she tells you that if you don't shut up, she's gonna leave the room. So then you quietly beg her to please don't leave the room, just please help you because you feel like you're dying.
Now, can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? That is a horrible thing to experience while you're giving birth. And her name is Mary Catherine. Oh, and there's more to this story.
She tells you that she feels like you're faking for pain medicine. And so when she does the check of your baby's heart rate and contractions, she sees that you're not contracting. You tell her you have pain in your shoulders and the pain in your stomach is constant. So you don't believe that they are contractions. You don't know what's going on, but you're in severe pain and you need help. She tells you that you're faking for pain medicine and that you need to tell them what kind of drugs you're on. You let them know that you've actually never taken any drugs in your life. You're not faking for pain medicine. Whatever's going on is serious and you need help. She then tells the doctor to order a drug screen. They order a drug screen and the doctor comes in. And the doctor says that they need to do an urgent C-section to get the baby out because the baby's heart rate is decelerating. The nurse looks at the drug screen results and sees that they're negative and tells you in front of the doctor that you need to just tell them what kind of drugs you're on so that they can help your baby. You start screaming and crying, telling her, please stop saying that I'm on drugs. I'm not on drugs. I'm in severe pain. So then you go into the operating room. It takes them forever to do your spinal. When you lay down, you lose consciousness within 3 minutes because you start going into a grand mal seizure. They then determined that your blood pressure was 220 over 180, and you actually clearly had eclampsia. Not only did you have eclampsia, but your baby's placenta had detached and your uterus had ruptured from top to bottom, and your baby was laying dead in a puddle of blood in your abdomen. It takes 17 minutes for them to resuscitate your baby. You also lose your heart rate, and that takes them 16 minutes to resuscitate you. When you wake up out of your medically induced coma, they tell you that they airlifted your baby 2 hours away to a better hospital equipped to help him. When you get to the hospital, you're met with a social worker because the hospital lied and told them that you were on drugs. Not only did the hospital lie and tell them you were on drugs, but the hospital also lied and told them that you tested HIV positive, even though you didn't. So you were unable to breastfeed your baby ever. They completely destroyed your birth and almost killed your child.
Now, that's just one horror story out of many that melanated women go through when they are in this medical system. And believe me, it's just not the women. I personally have experienced this type of treatment in the medical system myself. But let's go to Dr. Rashad Ritchie, who has some details on this story, excuse me, as well as significant information from some other registered nurses. And let's hear exactly what they got to say.
I have significant background and context to such a sad story, right? Okay. Nurses commented on TikTok and said, here's what we believe happened. H-E-L-L-P is what they described. It means hemolysis, elevated liver enzymes, and low platelets. Syndrome is a life-threatening pregnancy complication usually considered to be a variant of preeclampsia. Both conditions usually occur during the later stages of pregnancy or soon after childbirth. Now, I have some great friends at Morehouse School of Medicine, where I happen to lecture, and they agree. All of those symptoms sound casebook, what she just described, what the nurse described. Why is it that the medical professionals who accepted this mother refused to engage her as a patient and treated her like a criminal? There's more. The aftermath of the traumatic event is this. In the follow-up, TikTok, Mary Catherine shared that she sued and won two lawsuits against the hospital. The nurse lost a job within 2 to 3 weeks of Mary Catherine's childbirth. But it allegedly had nothing to do with her lawsuit. Her being fired came after the doctor filed a formal complaint against that same nurse. Gross negligence. Following the viral TikTok, Mary Catherine also shared an update to her son. Let's put him up. A true miracle.
Good looking kid.
He's happy.
Glad he made it.
He's doing well. He will forever be my miracle baby. He truly makes a determination to beat the odds. I pray that he's never again robbed of all he plans to contribute to our world. To this young child, you are already a hero. You are already a miracle.
There's no doubt about it in my mind that he made it against those racist odds in the medical system that brought this young lady to almost fatally died herself, as well as her unborn child, who was technically dead inside her womb. You have to remember that, because of the lack of sympathy and medical treatment because of a Karen nurse. And I'm going to tell you something too, ladies and gentlemen. If she done this to this particular lady, oh, she done this before. I guarantee it. And I'm going to tell you something else too. Even though this doctor filed this grievance with the hospital over the treatment that this nurse gave to this patient, I'm not so sure that he hasn't been a culprit in other cases like this, because there's no way that this nurse, this Karen, did something like this in front of him and it was the first time. No, she felt comfortable in what she was doing. Let's keep that in mind. Okay, if she felt comfortable enough to speak to this woman in that fashion in front of that physician, I can guarantee you this is not the first time that he done seen this treatment. I think because that video went viral, and he's covering his own self. He's like, I'm not going down with you on this one, honey. You're going to have to do this yourself. Let's go back to Dr. Rashad Ritchie.
This is written all over you. Let's talk about the mortality rates of black women inside of our healthcare system in the United States of America. Black women are three times, yep, you heard me right, three times more likely to die from a pregnancy-related cause than white women. Multiple factors contribute to these disparities, such as a variation in quality healthcare, underlying chronic conditions, and structural racism, and also implicit bias, which you just got a glimpse of.
And I am 100% in agreement with that, ladies and gentlemen, because like I told you, I've experienced myself. I have heard some stories from my sisters, as well as some of my nieces, on the type of treatment that they have received in these medical systems, ladies and gentlemen. That's happening all across the divided snakes of America, okay? You just heard those statistics. Three times, not one, not two, but three times more likely to suffer the death of one of their children due to the biased nature of the medical system.
C has dedicated only 1 week to bring awareness to pregnancy-related deaths like this for black women. Black Maternal Health Week is recognized each year from April 11th to 17th. To bring attention and action in improving black maternal health. Everyone can play a role in working to prevent pregnancy-related deaths and improving maternal outcomes. Here's the thing, CDC. Let's go ahead and make it a month. While you're at it, make it a year. As a matter of fact, how about we just start making it a reality that black women do not get treated like this in our healthcare systems, because you do have the power of purse and you have the ability to withdraw that funding from hospitals who engage in this kind of systemic, evil, racist, biased behavior. Utilize the power that you already have.
Exactly.
So good, you had a board meeting and somebody said, let's give black women a week. Let's say that we care. Do something.
And I'm sure this is a story that many of you black women can relate to. I mean, can you imagine that you are in such intense pain, and then when a nurse asks you how much pain you're in, you're told to shut up because you're busy typing? And you tell me that's not biased racism? Wow. So she completely ignored this woman's cries for help. And she's tearing up and she's begging, asking the nurse to help her. And the nurse just accuses her of overreacting, because I think you just want to get some painkillers. And if you don't stop it right now, I'm going to leave this room, leave you in here alone. That had to be a horrible feeling for that young black mother. Okay? And then, you know, before you heard Dr. Richie tell you that this is happens to black women three times more than it does to Mzungu women. But according to the CDC now, they said it's happened four times as often, or more likely to die in childbirth than a Mzungu mother, showcasing a clear disparity in the overall treatment of black mothers during their maternal care. Four times more likely. This is horrible. This is just horrible. And everybody sit down here and they want to talk about that there is no systemic racism going on. Please miss me with that BS. And here, listen at this statement. Oftentimes, this disparity presents itself in fact that many times black mothers' requests and complaints are not taken seriously during labor, as discriminatory beliefs in the medical field persist that, like the assumption that black people feel less pain. And I know for that to be a fact. Heck, I just had some dental work done, and the guy tells me to go and get some over-the-counter pain medication. That should do me just fine, which I did. And it did absolutely nothing to dull the pain. I had to deal with it until those nerve endings in my gums just healed themselves. And the pain stopped. That's what I was told. This was not long ago. That's why y'all haven't heard me on as frequently as I'm normally on, because I've been getting some dentistry work done, and it keeps me in a lot of pain, and then I'm unable to talk, and you know the whole thing that goes along with that. I mean, come on, can you imagine that, you know, you and your pregnant wife go to the hospital excited that you're about to have your give birth to your first child? You know, that's got to be a wonderful feeling. That's got to be a wonderful thing. And then it ends up with you come out alone because both the mom and the baby has died during the delivery. And this is happening more to black women than Caucasian women, Mzungus. That would have to be a horrible thing for the father, a husband, to go through when he is so excited and happy and they're going to start a family, raise a family, and something tragic like that happens. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to follow up on more stories like this to bring these news stories to you that you're just not hearing on lamestream media. Okay, all of these stories get here. And then I'm gonna tell you something else, just like Dr. Rashard Richie said, this practice not only needs to stop. They're talking about they're gonna do 1 week of showcasing stories like this. No, how about this? Stop this altogether and do this for the entire year, every year, to prevent these type of tragedies. Because I can see right now that the medical industry, they're helping the melanated people of this divided snakes reduce our numbers. Because that's what they're so scared of. That their numbers are dwindling down to the point that, hey, you know what? We're going to have to start doing something about this to dwindle their numbers as well. And then, like I say, it's just a systemic racism that's in the system. They don't care. They don't care. You are less than an animal to them. Remember, they even got in the Constitution. You're 3/3 of a person. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Another happy ending, we must say, to a story that usually doesn't fare as well. All right, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Please continue to do y'all social distancing or whatever, because we'll never be out of the woods with this COVID-19. I don't care what your current president is telling you right now, how the numbers are dropping and we are no longer in a pandemic. That's a lie. Don't believe it. Wear all your safety gear. Take care of your immune system. Do everything you can to reduce the spread of this virus. I tell y'all these things for one reason and one reason only. That's because I love you. Loving you guys is my food. And Teddy G is hungry each and every single day of his life. And until God grants me the opportunity to address you guys again, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul.